to Washington now, where the 114th Congress may get off to a rocky start for incoming Republican House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana. He's facing criticism on the news that he spoke to a white nationalist group back in 2002. Now, Scalise says he was delivering a routine political speech and didn't realize the ideology behind the group when he spoke at a conference for the European American Unity Rights Organization, or EURO. It's a white supremacist group founded by David Duke, the former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. The congressman told the New Orleans Times-Picayune, "I detest any kind of hate group. For anyone to suggest that I was involved with a group like that is insulting and ludicrous." For more, we're joined by Tim Mack, senior congressional correspondent for The Daily Beast, and my colleague. Hi, Tim.
Hi there.
Tim, this comes at a bad time for the House GOP leadership because they're getting ready to start a new era where they continue control in the House and Republicans have the Senate.
Right. And I'm sure they wanted to get through it drama free. But now what we have is a person in their own leadership under fire, fighting for his political life, trying to survive these first few days. And this is combined with, of course, the resignation of Michael Grimm, the congressman from New York, from Staten Island, over federal charges.
Well, is this really about whether or not Steve Scalise is a racist? It seems like it's more about his judgment. Should you have appeared with a group like this?
Yeah, I think the wrong question is to ask whether Steve Scalise is personally a racist, because there's no evidence that he is personally harbors any racial animus. So we talked to some people that he grew up with last evening. A lot of people from New Orleans are just shocked by that accusation. They say there's no way that that has any truth to it. The real question is and should be whether he properly vetted the people he spoke to and how he could have been ignorant about speaking before a white nationalist group, which was not unknown in New Orleans at the time, was not unknown in Louisiana. We're talking about a group that was led by David Duke, who ran as a gubernatorial candidate in Louisiana in 1991. It would be pretty surprising if you would go before his group without knowing who he was.
And back in 1999, it's been reported now, Steve Scalise, who at the time was a state rep, was getting ready to maybe run against David Duke and said, the problem with David Duke isn't that he's wrong or racist, it's that he can't get elected.
Well, that was one of the things that was revealed in a roll call article. I'm not sure what the context is for that quote. Basically the quote says that he agrees with some of the conservative things that David Duke agrees with, but doesn't quite get into what that really means. And in 2004, Scalise is quoted by a local New Orleans paper saying he detests David Duke. So there is some kind of muddled record as to his true feelings on where David Duke is.
Well, what are other GOP leaders like Speaker John Boehner saying? It's really up to them to keep the ship steady as they go into 2015.
We haven't heard a ton about what Boehner might personally have to say. I think a lot of leadership is trying to just hold on basically in the early hours of this controversy to figure out what else might be out there. Things could get worse for Scalise if more events like this come out, if different statements that he's made in the past come out. So I think the leadership, which is all out of town right now, Congress isn't in session, is trying to figure out the best way to proceed and isn't being too hasty. What we have seen is support from the Louisiana GOP. We've seen Governor Jindal of Louisiana come out with a statement of support, and even a Democratic congressman from the New Orleans area, Cedric Richmond, saying, look, we stand behind Congressman Scalise. We don't think that he has any sort of racial animus.
Now, that's the leadership. Let's spend just a second before we let you go, Tim Mack, in the rank and file. You mentioned Michael Grimm, the Republican congressman from Staten Island and a bit of Brooklyn, who announced he'll step down. Now, he pleaded guilty to a felony count of tax evasion, pledged to stay in Congress, and now he says he'll go.
That's right. And I think having talked to some sources on the Hill just a couple weeks ago, he was trying to staff up. There really didn't seem to be an indication that he would be leaving Congress.
But now,
and in a very abrupt change of heart, he's out. Yeah. And he's going to be resigning later next week.
Tim Mack, senior congressional correspondent for The Daily Beast, updating us on New York, but also Whip Steve Scalise in Louisiana in hot water. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.